I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Ah, yes, I accept your applause. Ah, thank you, thank you. Well, it was recorded applause, but hey, dude, I'll take whatever I can get, you know what I mean? Anyway, it's time for the geekiness once again. Here it is. December. Can you believe it's already December? December the 8th of 2007. Time just keeps on a marching by. You know, I've noticed that about time. No matter how tired you are, no matter how busy you are, no matter what else is going on, time just keeps on a marching by. I've done that before. I've laid in bed and watched the clock, and no matter how hard I stare at it, the seconds just keep ticking. Yeah. Anyway, I digress. The point is that we have much geekiness on the podcast today. This is going to be a very unique podcast because I feel like we're launching out into the deep today. You say, what, Dr. Bill? Well, yeah, it's because the Game Master segment that is normally heard during this very podcast is going to spin off. You know, you know you've reached a level of success when there's a spin off from your program. You know, like on TV when used to have Archie Bunker and then they spun off the Jeffersons and so forth, and then you have a spin off from a spin off, and it's just so amazing. At any rate, the Game Master segment, as of this week, becomes its own podcast. Dude. So, stay tuned for that. I'm going to have a link, link right there on the website that you can click on where you can listen to the Game Master podcast, not the Game Master segment. So, you'll hear that familiar Game Master theme music, but it will be for the podcast itself. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah, I had to play just a little bit of that in honor of the spinoff. At any rate, stay tuned for that. It's going to be cool. At any rate, where else was I headed? I've got so many things to share, I just don't know which direction to go. So, since I don't know what I'm doing, I'll go ahead and play this.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Ha ha! I tricked you, didn't I? I played both promos back to back. Ha ha ha, haven't done that before now, have I? Like to mix it up, you know, just so you don't get too complacent out there listening to the doctor. At any rate, we're going to be talking about so many cool things. It's just going to be awesome this week. Now, in order to set up this week's geek culture, I have to explain the reason for playing the geek culture, other than the fact that it's geeky and fun, and we like geeky and fun. And that is, I was listening. See, I am a podcast consumer as well as being a podcast deliverer. And that is because I listen to other podcasts, you see. I believe in the podcasting medium. That's why
why I am a member, a charter member, of the International Blogging and New Media Association. Yes. So what that means is that I like podcasts, and I like blogs, and I like all the new media techiness. And so what I did is I listened to Twit, This Week in Tech with Leo Laporte, which is, of course, one of my, if not my favorite, podcast of all time. And of course, I like Leo Laporte a lot. He and I are the same age, and I think it's very cool that somebody that's my age is a successful geek out in Geekland and an internet celebrity. Now, I like the fact that internet celebrity is a cool and yet fleeting phenomenon where, you know, like the Star Wars kid, he became an internet celebrity, and the emo girl, what was her name? Lonely Girl, 16 or 17, whatever age, 15, whatever she was, I don't know, I don't really care. But at any rate, the point is, there are many internet celebrities out there, you see. And Leo Laporte is one of them. And a lot of people look at Leo and say, dude, he's no geezer. Well, hey, lay off that, because I'm the same age as Leo, okay? Anyway. So, well, I am a computer curmudgeon, you know, so. Anyway, the point is, Leo was talking on his podcast, and they kind of got off into a little side topic of things, and one of the things they said was that you shouldn't use Google for a spell checker. And somebody said, well, yeah, why not? Because you can type stuff in there and we'll correct it. And then somebody said, yeah, but what about, and I forget exactly how it came up, but basically said, you know, what about last names? You know, there's no real rule on spelling names. And you may have noticed that. There's a lot of ways, for instance, to spell Bailey. Now, there's only one right way, and that's the way I spell it. Yeah. But anyway, that's because B-A-I-L-E-Y is my preferred spelling of Bailey. It's Irish, after all. You know, like Bailey's Irish Cream. I don't drink it, but I know of it because I see the ads. But at any rate, yeah, I just don't drink at all. So, you know, it's not that I'm against that particular brand. Don't write me and say, hey, I like Bailey's Irish Cream, dude. Anyway, the point is that, see, you thought I had missed where I was going with this whole discussion, but I didn't. I remember where I was. I'm just getting back to it. At any rate, so, Bailey, many spellings of Bailey. I've seen it B-A-I-L-E-E. I've seen it B-A-Y-L-E-Y. I've seen it so many different ways, and I get very irritated when people misspell it. I get really, really irritated when people leave the E out, you know, B-A-I-L-Y. What's up with that? I mean, come on. Bailey, it's got to have an E to have an E kind of sound. So, come on. Anyway, again, I digress. The point being that Leo said, you see, if you can put your name into Google and it corrects the spelling and your website is number one, then you are an internet celebrity. And I thought, oh, so that's the answer. The answer to life, universe. No, that's a different thing. Anyway, the point is that I said to myself, self, I said, what if you typed your name into Google? Would you be an internet celebrity? And so I did. And lo and behold, a revelation. I typed Dr. Bill Bailey. Because, you know, there's a lot of Bill Baileys. Matter of fact, there's a Bill Bailey out there that's a British comedian. Dude, you type Bill Bailey, just that, and you're going to get his stuff, okay? Okay, that's cool. You know, he did the voice of the whale in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the movie. Yes. Anyway, point being that if you type in Dr. Bill Bailey and you hit the search button in Google, and I'm saying, and if you misspell it, you know, you got to misspell it. Now, if you just type Dr. Bill Bailey, of course you're going to get me. I mean, come on. Anyway, but if you misspell it, then it comes up and says, did you mean Dr. Bill Bailey? And oh, by the way, here's his blog, drbill.cc. I'm like, dude, I have arrived. I was quite excited, as you can tell. I'm still quite excited about the whole prospect of being an internet celebrity. And so in honor of that, I want to play a song by Beefy, who is also somewhat rotund, as I am. And Beefy has a song called Internet Celebrity. So in honor of me finally being an internet celebrity, yeah, right, here's Beefy. Ha, 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 ha.
want fame and fortune, that's not hard to believe. And internet cred isn't hard to achieve. Cause in the real world, my music's just one big joke. But in cyberspace, I'm so hot that I make smoke. Truth is, I'm just a small fish in this big lake that's owned by a sea crisp. I'm gonna do my best to stay out of the shadow. I don't freestyle, use Game Boys when I battle. Sitting all alone in my room, writing raps, when all I wanna do is be like the brothers Chap. Making hella bank off of t-shirt sales. Plus I'd be attracting all of the females. Cause ladies dig guys who get lots of respect. Just as Jeff who makes questionable content. I just want someone to make a ringtone of this song and tell their friends that they've been down with Beefy all along. I wanna be an internet celebrity. I wanna be an internet celebrity. I wanna be an internet celebrity. I wanna be an internet celebrity.
I only have a fourth of the talent up front a lot. Cause without a funny voice, I'll never make it to the top. I wanna see my reviews all over Ain't It Cool News and have a million readers on my blog sharing my views. Four more downloads and bootleg daily shows. I'd rather get a million hits than a stable full of hosts. I wanna be a cast member on Tech TV, making out with Morgan Webb all week at E3. Over 1,000 people downloaded my first EP. Figured there'd be more since I gave it away for free. How can I gain fame when I can't draw? Photoshop freaks me out, can't draw a chick at all. Guess I'll have to hold a rabbit for ransom. Or be the next Star Wars kid, only fatter and handsome. My flash animations aren't cutting the slack, and that's why I make these crappy, poorly written, nerdy raps.
I wanna be an internet celebrity. I wanna be an internet celebrity. I wanna be an internet celebrity. I wanna be an internet celebrity.
Oh yeah, I wanna be an internet celebrity. Ha ha. Way to go, Beefy. And that was obviously done a little while ago because he wanted to be a cast member on Tech TV, and Tech TV is no more. However, this is the 10th anniversary, salute, of Tech TV. It started 10 years ago. Dude, I remember watching it when it was ZDTV all the way back. Ziff Davis put it out originally, and Leo Laporte was there, the internet celebrity himself, and I really enjoyed it. All right. Boy, it's just been one of those curmudgeonly nostalgic kinds of days, hasn't it? Well, let me say right here at the top of the podcast, actually we're well into the podcast, but hey, we've got a new feature on the website. A new feature, and that is if you look over at the sidebar over on the side of the website, that's drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon, drbill.cc, you will find a little thingy. And that thingy says, check out our very own shameless commerce center at the very bottom of the page. Now, the reason that I said that is, a lot of people are going, hey, you sound like the Car Talk guys. They have a shameless commerce center, too. Yeah, I know, and I liked it, so I stole it. At any rate, the bottom line is, I've had a lot of people say, Dr. Bill, you're always doing those stupid ads, and I don't like it. Get off of it. Well, you know, when you go to a podcast, you kind of got to have some scratch coming in. Otherwise, you can't afford all the stuff you got to do the podcast. You know what I mean? So you got to have a shameless commerce center. And I do. So here's what you do. You go over to where it says, check out our shameless commerce center at the very bottom of the page. And you scroll to the bottom of the page. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people don't understand scrolling. That's that little doohickey over there on the side, the right-hand side of your screen. If you drag it all the way to the bottom, you can go to the bottom of a web page. Isn't that amazing? But when you do, you will find our Shameless Commerce Center, where you can click on a GoDaddy ad, you can click on a Buy.com ad, you can click on an Apple Store ad, you can click on a Skype ad, and you can click on a Wall Street Journal ad. And you may say, and why would I want to do that? Well, because if you do, particularly if you buy something from Buy.com or the Apple Store or sign up for Skype or get the Wall Street Journal, then
we get a little bit of money. Little, itty, tiny bit of money. Which helps us keep the podcast going. And we all know that we love the silliness that is Dr. Bill. So check it out. And of course, also don't forget our very special sponsor, Citrix Systems. Go to my PC. If you need to get to your PC at work while you're at home, you can hook up, go to my PC, and there's a 30-day free trial. Dude, I mean, it's free. You can click on it, you can download the free trial, and you have Go to my PC. Check it out. It will be awesome. So that's our Shameless Commerce Center segment. That's alliterative, isn't it? And if you love listening to the doctor and want to continue the silliness, then participate. Particularly if you are already going to buy something from buy.com or from the Apple Store, why not go ahead and click through? I mean, after all, it will be good for you and good for the doctor, too. Everyone will be happy. Yes. Okay, so let's get back to the regularly scheduled podcast at this point. Let's see. Oh, so many things I want to share with you. Oh, there's a telephone ringing. Oh, my goodness. I hate it when that happens. You see, you can't control the outside things that are going on in the world, and sometimes the phone rings, and somebody has to answer it. I can't, because I'm doing a podcast, and I do all my podcasts live to MP3. Not exactly live, but close enough. By the way, this is podcast number 114. Did I mention that? 114 podcast under my belt. It's getting kind of crowded under there already. Anyway. All right. First item in our tech news. There's a new Flash player coming from Adobe. Now, that's cool because they give it away free. You gotta love the fact that they give it away free. So, the new Flash player has streaming HD support. And HD support is awesome because we all know that IPTV is where it is at. Okay? It's coming. It's coming faster and cooler, and it's coming down the pipe. So you need to be ready for it. Adobe needs to be ready for it. So they have increased the coolness factor of the new Flash player. It will support new codecs like H.264, and it will do many other very cool things. So check it out. I have a link in the website to the information about the new Adobe Flash that is coming soon. Oh, it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. And this week's Geek Software of the Week is Attribute Changer. And you might say, Dr. Bill, what good is an attribute changer? Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because here's the answer. Have you ever had a file sitting on your computer, minding its own business, and you look at it and go, wait a minute, this file says it was created June the 17th of 1984. Yeah, okay, maybe that's too far back. But at any rate, you look at it and you go, that's not the date and time it should have. It should be June the 14th of 1985. But how do you change the date? That's when the file was created. Well, you need attribute changer. You can go in and change the file date, creation date, the modified date, the access date, all kinds of stuff. You can also do en masse, that sounds so impressive, changing of attributes of all the files in a folder. Dude. So there you go. How geeky is that? Yeah, pretty geeky. Anyway, next item. Let me clear my throat for this unique announcement, and that is Windows Server 2008 has moved to Release Candidate 1 status. What does that mean? That means we're getting closer to the release of Windows 2008. Now, let me tell you a secret, okay? Windows 2008 isn't going to suck so bad. I know that sounds kind of weird coming from the doctor, because normally I kind of really give Microsoft a hard time. But 2008, I gotta admit, is looking pretty doggone cool. See, I work with Windows Server 2003, day in and day out at work. My normal
day job type work, where I am a system administrator at High Point Regional Health System, and I keep their Citrix servers running and happy and humming along, and so I have to work with Windows 2003. Well, Windows 2008 will be the replacement for Windows 2003 server, and it has some pretty cool features, so check it out. Release Candidate 1 has been released. You can download it, you can try it, and see what you think. Now, between you and me again, at my normal abode, my home, I have a little small, tiny side business where I host websites, drbillbailey.net. That's drbillbailey.net. That's drbillbailey.net. Yes, shameless plug there. At any rate, drbillbailey.net, all my servers are running CentOS Linux 5.1. I just did the upgrade to 5.1, which was only slightly painful, not too bad. And I did that, and now I'm running CentOS Linux 5.1. I've been running either Red Hat or CentOS for many, 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 many years, and I really love it, and I prefer that over Windows Server, just between you and me, but don't tell anybody. Okay. Next item! CompUSA is going bankrupt. It's a shocker, I know, but CompUSA, our computer store, is going under. Oh, well. Now you say, who cares? Well, some of you I know have probably had bad experiences at CompUSA, which is one reason they're going under. But, you see, there's a trick to shopping at CompUSA. The trick is, don't buy their insurance programs. Now, actually, I will say this. They have had some things in the past, like if you get their program, you know, for like a hard drive, and you like drop the hard drive and it's dead, you can take it back and they will give you a brand new one, whatever the newest version of it is, even if it's a little more hard disk space, and that's pretty cool. But, you know, you pay in the insurance almost as much as you paid for the drive, so, you know, you could have just bought a drive, okay? So, I don't know whether that's such a good deal, but at any rate, apparently, a lot of people thought that because they are going bankrupt. Now, you see, the reason that I sniff sentimentally over the death of CompUSA is because I was there when they started. I used to live in Garland, Texas. For only about 2.5 years, I was down in the Dallas area. Garland is a suburb of Dallas, and so I lived down there. And they had a store, a little small, tiny little itsy bitsy store called Soft Warehouse. And Soft Warehouse was a really, really cool place back in 1984, 83, 84 time frame when I was down there, and I loved it. I was there like every weekend buying little doohickeys and disk drives and all kinds of cool things back in the day. And then they started expanding because they got very popular. Matter of fact, it was to the point it was like wall-to-wall people in a little bitty Soft Warehouse, and you were bumping into people. It was very annoying. But at any rate, they kept growing, and they became CompUSA because they found that when they went to other states, there was already Soft Warehouses out there, and so they said, dude, we got to change our name. So they went and scratched their head a little bit and went, oh, hey, how about CompUSA, dude? So that's what they did, and there you go. So here's the thing. Here's the doctor's tip. It's almost Christmas. They're going to be having big sales because they're going under. So check for the sales, and don't let them sell you the insurance because after all, they're going under. How are they going to keep it up? You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, next item. Patch Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, that is today as I record this, is a Saturday, so the next Tuesday will be next Tuesday. You see what I mean? Yes. That will be a big Patch Tuesday because Microsoft, in its infinite slackardness, has terrible security holes in their software. DirectX has a really bad one. Windows Media has a really bad one. Internet Explorer has a really bad one that can allow remote code execution. That's a fancy way of saying people that don't own your computer can run stuff on your computer if you don't patch it. So if you don't want to get pwned, then you need, don't you love that word, pwned? Yeah. I think what happened is somebody tried to type owned, and they slipped, and instead of hitting the O, they hit the P. You know, they're right beside each other. And so when they did that, it became boned. So, who knows? Anyway, point is, if you don't want to get that, then you need to patch your system. So listen to the doctor very closely. Patch your system. Tuesday, if you have the automatic download of patches enabled in Windows, which you should, I encourage you to have that enabled, but not the automatic install, just so you can check the list and make sure that what you're getting is what you really want to get. Then apply that patch and let it go and install in your system, and then reboot your system. Listen closely, boys and girls. Reboot your system, because then the patch will go into effect and you'll be safe, and that will be a good thing. Yes, indeed. Oh, you know what? I forgot to do a tiny little promo that I really meant to, and that is a promo for a program that is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, just like we are, and it's a very odd one. It's a little geek culture-y because it's so strange, so I want to play that. I didn't want to forget that.
Smart? Yes. Geek? No way. Paige Isinger is the anti-geek.
Oh boy, here we go.
Now there's expert advice that speaks your language, discussing issues that impact your world from a smart chick with a point-blank point of view. Views from the Coop with Paige Isinger and friends.
Yeah. You know, what do you say to an ad like that? You just kind of sit back and go, what? Okay, well, here's the thing. Paige is a lady who teaches you things about the computer when you're not a geek. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you are a geek through and through. Salute! And, of course, we love geeks here because we love the geek culture. We love the geek software of the week that we played earlier. We love geekiness in general. Yes, but Paige is out there for those of you who have non-geek friends that you can call them up and say, hey, go listen to Paige Isinger and her new Views from the Coop podcast, because she will tell you the straight computer stuff in words that don't tangle your tongue up like what the doctor uses. Yes. But you gotta admit, Dr. Bill, when he tells you about computery geeky stuff, at least makes it entertaining and fun, because you like to listen to the silliness. And of course, I like to deliver the silliness. So, there you go. Well, we've had a full podcast. Oh, the other thing, before I was about to end the podcast, and I forgot to mention something very important. If you go to the website that I mentioned earlier, which is drbill.cc, the computer curmudgeon, you will see at the top of the page our new seasonal banner thing, a header thing. You know what I mean? The thing there at the top of the page. Anyway, it says Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And it normally says a crusty, irascible, cantankerous old person full of stubborn ideas. I didn't originate that. Scott Redman did that. He's the one that did the header. Way to go, Scott. He looked up the definition of cantankerous, curmudgeon-type persons, which, of course, is what I am. At any rate, he created this header for me. And so it normally has that phrase on it. But this time, he changed it to say a crusty, irascible, cantankerous old person, and he scratched it out and put spreading Christmas joy! Ha ha ha! And he created a little header here with a cool Santa Claus leaning back with the cool shades, dude. Gotta love that. Now, I took his artwork and slightly altered it to put the lamppost in and additional snowflakes there on the banner, because my banner width and size had changed from the last time that he did me a header thing. So, you know what this means, Scott. It means you need to do me a really cool banner so that I don't have to make one like this that's kind of put together with spitting chewing gum and baling wire. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, Scott! I need you, man! I can't do without you, man! I gotta... Okay, never mind.
So that's one of the things I wanted to share with you. And here it is, 30 minutes and 10, 11, 12. See, that's what I meant earlier about how time just keeps going, no matter what. No matter how much you talk, it just keeps going. See, we're up to 20, 21, 22. The time just keeps going by. So I guess that means that it's probably time to head out of here. If the music comes up, there it is. So that means it's time to go. So guess what? The doctor is out of here.